欢迎收听可可英语独家专栏节目可可 Radio， 我是安夏，安静的安，夏天的夏。微信上搜索公众号安夏说英语可以找到我。We are talking about methods to improve your English communication skills. 提高英语沟通能力的方法。Learn sentences, not only words. 学习句子而不只是词语。In a way,This will take the pressure off too. When you learn a new word, try to memorize a couple of sentences that contain it.
在某种程度上，这也将消除压力。当你学习一个新词的时候呢，试着记住包括它的几个句子。
There might come a time when you can use one particular sentence with little or no alteration at all. Unfortunately, Many people learn words by heart, but have no idea how to use them in a sentence.
可能会有一段时间，你可以用特定不变的一句话，但不幸的是，很多人背很多单词，但不知道如何在句子当中使用它们。
It would be such a relief not having to worry about whether the sentence is correct grammatically or not.
其实你不必担心句子语法正确与否。接下来呢，我们来看一个例句。
To appreciate, to recognize the value of something or somebody.
欣赏其实等于承认某物或者某人的价值。
I think it's necessary to feel appreciated in a relationship or at work. I appreciate all your hard work. Isn't it much more useful to memorize appreciate this way?
我认为有必要在感情或者工作当中感受到被感激。我感谢你的辛勤工作。其实我们说用这种学一个单词，然后呢造个句子的方式呢，我觉得更加容易记住哦，对吧？而且效率更加高。
Okay, that's what we talk about today.
以上就是聊聊一个小话题，提高英语沟通能力的方法。
Learn sentences, not only words.
学习句子。而不只是词语。更多正能量英语，请关注可可英语可可 Radio。如果想在节目之后跟我一起来开口说英语，欢迎关注我的微信公众号“安夏说英语”。We go about our daily lives, understanding almost nothing of the world. We give little thought to the machinery that generates the sunlight that makes life possible, to the gravity that glues us to an earth that would otherwise send us spinning off into space.Or to the atoms of which we're made, and on whose stability we fundamentally depend.